Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce that on January 5th, I'm going to be freely gifting each of you my very first book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. In the book, which was initially shown to me in a dream and has been followed by a next level amount of synchronicity, by the way, I share the keys to manifesting abundance that I've personally discovered over 20 plus years of trial, error, and deep exploration of these perspectives, as well as one golden key that ultimately ties them all together. Also, I would like to invite you to participate in a unique abundance manifestation experiment with me and the other readers that is outlined in detail at the end of the book and at the book's website, goldenkey.gift, where readers will also share the inspiring results of their abundance manifestation experiments. So if you're wanting 2021 to be the year that you alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level, head over to goldenkey.gift to sign up to accept my golden gift right when it comes out on January 5th. All right, all you positive heads, here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record, and I hope you are just fabulous whenever, wherever you are hearing these words, this broadcast, just coming off of a Thanksgiving holiday, some of you I know, and I hope you have found a renewed sense of gratitude for all the things in your life and have really tapped in even more so into, you know, how fleeting this life is. You know, I saw a quote the other day and it said something to the effect of, you know, wow, this day is beautiful. This day is amazing. I haven't seen this one before. I haven't seen one like it before. And that's the case with every day, right? And we get so used to sort of getting into autopilot mode, a lot of times we overlook the preciousness and the fleeting, you know, the fleeting aspect that everything, I mean, you look back on your life at times in the past when you thought something was going to always be there, that friend or that lover or that relationship or, you know, the store, the restaurant down the street that you absolutely loved, you know, a restaurant I used to go to, you know, with my family all the time, just heard it closed, right? And it's like, oh, did I take it for granted it would always be there? Now it's not. Like, where do we get amazing Mexican food now? Like, shoot, you know? And that's that is a part of the bittersweet aspect of this life, right? It's all fleeting. It's all ultimately going to fall away, right? And that's also what makes it so precious, right? When you can remember in the moment that you're appreciating your, you know, child taking their first steps or annoyingly tugging on your, you know, apron as you're trying to cook dinner, you know, because one day they're going to be, instead of worried about what you're doing, they're going to be out with their friends, right? And so that's something that I just can't stress enough how important it is. And also to, you know, the thing is a lot of times, especially those of us who are nostalgic, and I guess we all are to varying degrees, right? It's easy to get caught up on sadness of losing something or someone and, you know, they're not, you know, it's not going to be here anymore. And that's something to be sad or depressed about. But the beautiful thing about this whole setup that is life on planet Earth is the universe can continue to bring you that which is inspiring and precious and beautiful to you over and over and over again and in more and more ways, in a myriad of ways that, you know, and that's really the, I think, the big difference between the how I've created any sort of success in my own life versus those around me that I've seen who fall into that slippery slope of, uh-oh, I'm too old. I better settle now. Oh, I can't dream anymore. I'm no longer in school and I've grown up. And that means, you know, I've got to get real serious. And, you know, we take this life so seriously, and it's meant to be playful. And we're meant to continue nurturing that inner child and trusting that, yes, I'm going to lose it all. And in that process, I'm going to find it all. It's two sides of the same coin, and it's going to continue to unfold. And everything that you lose will come back around in another way, which makes it even sweeter in the end. And yeah, beautiful, beautiful thing, this precious process of existence that we are immersed in, floating in eternity in this very moment. Isn't that wild to consider, to really let that settle in? We get so focused on making it somewhere so we can be safe. We made it. We can rest. We can relax. You are floating in eternity right now. A quote that I actually share in my book that's coming out January 5th, by the way. If you haven't registered to get your free copy of it, you can do so at goldenkey.gift. And I'm super, super excited about that. I just found out it's going to be in a top 10. It's going to be listed as a top 10 books to help you not only survive, but thrive in 2021, or 12 books, actually. And it's Arianna Huffington's new company, Thrive Global. She, I guess, stepped away. I'm sure many of you know the Huffington Post. She stepped away to create a new platform. And I'm just super, super excited about that. It's going to be, there's some really big names on there, and just found that out today. So super excited, and I'm going to be actually gifting it to you guys. So goldenkey.gift, you can register to get your free copy. And guaranteed it will help you to create more abundance in your life, or your karma back, guaranteed. It's the subtitle's Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, and that is abundance of all kinds. Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to share a perfect gift idea for the upcoming holiday season, feature socks. If you pay attention when you watch any of the episodes of my variety show Optimistic, you'll notice that I typically take my shoes off at some point during the interview portion, and it quickly becomes very obvious I'm a huge fan of fun, funky, colorful socks. So when Features originally reached out to me, I was super excited because I instantly loved the way they looked. But after actually wearing them, I realized there is a very good reason runners and golfers are increasingly making Features their sock of choice above and beyond their excellent style. Features have been engineered with targeted compression and an excellent design that keep them from bunching, slipping, and sliding into your shoe. I love the unique cut of the Elite golf socks and the anatomical design of all their styles because they actually conform to the left and right shape of your feet, creating an enhanced, custom-like fit that reduces discomfort and prevents blisters. They're also so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair, no questions asked, for lifetime guarantee. And I can guarantee if you guys take advantage of the $10 off offer on your first pair at features.com when you use the code POSITIVEHEAD, that they will help make someone's holiday season merry and bright, to be sure. Once again, that is Features, spelled FEETURES.com, promo code POSITIVEHEAD, all one word, to receive $10 off your first pair. Oh, but what I was about to say is one of the quotes in the book that I share by Chogyam Trungpa. I may have butchered that, but close enough. He said, "The bad news is you're falling through the air. Nothing to hang on to. No parachute. The good news is there's no ground." I love that quote. You're floating in eternity. The good news is there's no ground. You've already arrived. You've already made it. Like, you can just relax and continue to ride the waves, to fall eternally and be supported in that way. Because if you never hit the ground, you're infinitely supported, right? There's never that final impact. It continues, the journey goes on. And part of that journey that I found to really getting into my own groove and flow and unlocking more and more of my own potential is is self-love. And it's something you guys hear me say time and time again, is self-love, I believe, is the number one thing we're all here to get. We have very different sort of soul contracts and agendas and lessons in some ways. In some ways, there's a lot of overlap between us all, right? And the one place I think everyone has overlap, self-love. Learning self-love, because without self-love, you can't, you're really crippled, right? And why does that hold true? Well, you are one with Source. And at the end of the day, when all the, you know, puzzle pieces go back in the box, right, it's one. And Source is one. And therefore, every story is a story of self-love for Source, because Source is falling in love with herself. The one is falling in love with herself. It's such a beautiful love story. And if you're not, you know, really doing the work and giving and going down the path of honoring and learning to fall sanely in love with yourself, then, you know, you're really missing the foundational thing that is necessary in order for you to step into the next greatest and grandest version of yourself. I found this quote, or came across, it found me rather, just a little bit earlier today, and it just really struck a chord. Perhaps the biggest mistake I've made in the past was that I believed love was finding the right person. In reality, love is about becoming the right person. Don't look for the person you want to spend your life with. Become the person you want to spend your life with. Wow, right? How powerful is that? Mark Groves' Third Eye Thoughts is the little, who this meme is signed by. But yeah, wow. Super, super, I mean, that really changes things. How many people spend their whole lives searching for their significant other to fill this void, right? Become the person you want to spend your life with, and then you will, from that place, attract someone that is a reflection of that person that you've become, right? It's this journey of self-love. Don't spin your wheels searching for something out there. There is no out there. Out there, it's you're never going to find this person to dot all the I's and cross all the T's for you. You are your own soulmate, right? You are the one you really came to fall in love with is you. The others are meant to get on and off the bus of your existence. Who are you going to be with for eternity? You. Who do you need to fall in love with? Because they're always going to be there at breakfast, lunch, dinner, every night when you lay your head on the pillow. You. That is your true twin flame soulmate to the nth degree. Osho said it really well when he said, love should be like breathing. It should be just a quality in you. Wherever you are, with whomsoever you are, or even if you are alone, love goes on overflowing from you. It is not a question of being in love with someone. It is a question of being love. And any of you out there who have struggled in the romance department, and I think of one friend in particular who's really struggled with that department their whole life. And it's like, if you would turn to self-love and self-care and becoming this person you want to spend your life with, then you will attract that reflection, right? That's the only way it can work. Otherwise, whatever you're attracting is going to be a reflection of where you're at. And if you have marginal self-love, guess what you're going to attract? Someone who reflects that or demonstrates that or both in all kinds of ways. And you know, that how many people end up in those sorts of dysfunctional relationships, and then they wonder and then get caught up in what's wrong with the other person, right? How they should do this, or I have this expectation of what my partner's supposed to be. No one's supposed to be anything. Well, as soon as you can let that go, I view everything in any romantic relationship or partnership or friendship or anything, it's all just feedback. It's all giving me information about what I do next. Oh, okay. This, you know, if you take it as neutral feedback, impersonal, it really can serve you to keep all the emotion out of it. And certainly the judge and blame and all that. It's like, what is this telling me about what I need to know and help me to decide where I put my energy next, right? If I'm interacting with someone and they start with flaky energy, let's say, or cold energy or mean energy or whatever it is, it's like, oh, this is showing me something that as someone who has really cultivated this self-love, that doesn't jive. Not interested, Not going to take it personal. I'm not going to tell you you've got to be different. Rather, I'm going to remove myself from a situation like that. And it's like, you know, if you instead of asking yourself where all these clowns come from all the time in your life, ask yourself, why do you keep going to the circus? I love that one. It's so true, right? How much time have we all spent? This person's off, they're wrong because of this. They're ridiculous, they're a clown, they're a jerk, they're whatever, you know? And meanwhile, it's like, well, why do you keep going to the circus? And, you know, that's self-love. That is when you're really, really valuing your own worth, your own power. Then the universe says, oh, that's how it is. Oh, okay. Well, abracadabra. You create as you speak, as you believe, as you perceive. We're going to reflect that. And any chasing, all the work starts right where you sit. That's the beautiful thing about it, too. No more dodging. I have another friend I think of who's like literally he'll do anything to be in a relationship. I have one I can think of a close. These are like life, you know, decades long friends in my life. One who has really struggled with having any sort of relationship whatsoever. Very, very limited their entire life, you know, maybe not even ever a serious girlfriend. And then another who, anyone who comes along, oh, you got a heartbeat? I'm in. Let's get married. And it's like, and then when they're single, it's like, I got to have the TV on because, you know, I'm scared to be alone. I'm scared to know myself. And that avoidance thing, it won't ever take you anywhere. I mean, until you get tired of it, you know, you get tired of repeating the same cycles. Focus on being love. Making love this foundational part of your being. As it said, in reality, love is about becoming the right person. Don't look for the person you want to spend your life with. Become the person you want to spend your life with. All right. Well, I love this conversation. I hope you loved it too. I hope it helps to make your day a little bit brighter. I do love you. And all the love you guys show me, it feels so good. It's every time I get any feedback, whether it's an Apple Podcast review or an email or any of those things, it never gets old. It never doesn't light me up. And that's how this thing works. Love is the only thing that we can divide, and it continues to grow. So you want more of it for yourself? Give it away. Give more of it away. That is a surefire way to attract more of it into your world. All right, everyone, with that being said, all you lovely souls out there, I do have a song to leave you with. This is by Emancipator. It is an Illo remix, ILLO. Love both these artists, so them doing a song together. Amazing. This is called Himalayan. Hope you guys enjoy it. Until next time, journey well. Also, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium Superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.